Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Subject: my lady acts like a man and thinks like a man. A little play on words there with the title of your book, Steve. You get that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, dear Steve and Shirley, I am dating a beautiful, strong, talented woman, and everything was okay in the beginning until we had sex for the first time.
Talk to me.
She controlled everything from start to finish, and she did not let me do anything. She got on top, and that was it. And yes, it seemed to go on forever.
Come on.
I tried to talk to her and plead with her to let me do some of the work, but she was not trying to have it. The second time we had sex, she brought in toys. Yes, my girl had toys and thought she was going to use them on us. I stood my ground and told her that was not going to happen. After that, I started noticing things like her wanting to drive all the time when we go out. And she always rubs my back in public and helps me out when I'm ordering food in restaurants. We were out last weekend and she grabbed my butt in public in front of several of my boys, and they are still joking with me about that. When we ride the train together, she always insists that I sit and she prefers to stand up. I know that she is a very independent woman, and that's why I love her, but I can't get with this type of behavior. I wear the pants, and I need her to know it. What can I do to get her to back down and let me lead? Please give me your opinions on how I should handle this situation. Well, one thing's for sure, she's not a shy girl, is she? Not at all. No. And she is a bit controlling, wouldn't you say? I don't like the controlling part. I really don't. I wouldn't like it if a man did it to a woman. I think she's a bit much. However, a lot of men in your position would welcome this. They really would, especially the sex part. Now, the public part about her sitting on the, you sitting on the train and her insisting that she stands and all of this and grabbing your butt, you know, she's too much. I think you think she's too much, to the point where it isn't even fun for you. And I got to ask you, she did all this the very first time, and then the second time she brought toys. You said you spoke up when she brought the toys. I guess you know, put your foot down or something. And I just think you're going to have to do much more of that if it isn't too late. It might be too late because she is in control of this relationship, whether you like it or not. You say you wear the pants in the family and you need her in the relationship and you need her to know it. Well, I mean, I guess it's never too late, but, you know, she's wearing the pants. Okay, she's wearing the pants and she's in control and you're doing what she's telling you to do. She tells you to sit down on the train. Guess what you do? Sit down on the train.
Guess I sit down.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what is it? Why don't you speak up? Why don't you let her know how you feel? What is going on here? Are you the man in this relationship? You need to ask yourself that because she's pretty strong and you're doing exactly what she says. That's my opinion in this situation. If you want to do something different, you got to talk to her about it. If she'll listen, and if you're sitting and she's standing, Steve.
Well. My lady, act like a man and think like a man. Yeah, you know, well, everything was okay in the beginning till we messed around and had sex for the first time. She controlled everything. From start to finish, she did not let me do anything. She got on top, and that was it. And it seemed to go on forever. Let's focus here. I don't know when the last time I've been had sex, and I said it seemed to go on forever. Man, what the hell was going on in there?
Where
your statement was, it seemed to go on forever.
I've heard women say that. But
you know, dog, you can end this anytime.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of focus and you can end this here. Oh, it can be over now. So she controlled everything. She got on top and that was it. I tried to talk to her, plead with her. Let me do something. Baby, get down. Baby.
Get down.
Baby, come on. Okay. Baby, stop for a minute. Baby, hold up. Baby, you bounce. Stop bouncing, baby.
What?
Baby, come here. Baby, hold up. Damn, baby, hold on. Please let me do something. Baby, you get out. Let me get on top. Baby, let me get on top. Baby, please. Please, baby, let me get on top. Please, baby, that stop it too much. You hurt me. It's going on just too long. I don't like it this long right here. It's bothering me. I'm feeling some kind of way by myself. Baby, please stop. Please, baby, let me get on top. Baby, let me try. Don't do that no more. Baby, please. I'll ask you about 5-6 times. Matter of fact, I'll ask 13 times. Stop. Baby, just stop. Please. I don't want it like that no more. You spanking me. I don't want you spanking me like that. Baby, stop spanking me. I want to spank you. Now, stop. Baby. Baby, don't slap me in the mouth no more, okay?
What?
Don't slap me in the damn mouth no more.
She's too much. All right, listen, Steve. Listen. Hold it right there, okay?
You can make me cry.
Well, my lady acts like a man and
it ain't much
like
of a recap because we didn't go nowhere because if he was dating this beautiful, strong, talented woman, everything was going fine, then they had sex for the first time. She controlled everything from start to finish. She didn't let me do nothing. She got on top and that was it. Seemed to go on forever. I tried to talk to him, plead with him, let me do some work, but she wasn't having it. Baby, stop. It's too much. It's going on too long. She was just, you bouncing too hard. That's too hard, baby. Baby, pull up. Hold up. Baby, can we turn over just one time? Baby, just turn over one time. Let me get on top. I know, baby, but I just want to try it. Baby, just let me try. What you mean, shut up? Baby, hold up. Hold up, baby. You just tell me, shut up. All right, now I'm going to shut up, but just let me turn over and try to shut up. Okay, see, now that's going on. The second time we had sex, she bought in toys. Mm. Yes, my girl had toys and thought she was going to use them on us. Mm. See, I'm going to cut it on and use it on me, then I'm going to cut it on and use it on you. Wow. And you're going to shut up now.
Right.
You're going to take this here.
Damn,
go get a towel. Shut up, boy. Yes, these is toys. Don't worry about what it is.
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Now, what you going to do is you going to stop. Just what you going to just be a little punk now.
Notice how she talks to him.
And then after that, I started noticing things like she want to drive all the time. Sit your punk ass over there in the passenger seat.
Put your seatbelt on.
Matter of fact, sit in the back.
In the back?
Then we go out. She always rubbing my back with both hands, just giving me a neck massage in public. Then when I'm trying to order my food, she don't let me order. He gonna have what I have.
Dag.
Bring him a Cosmopolitan with extra fruit. What color? He want an umbrella. Can you put an umbrella in it? You gonna
umbrella.
Use the umbrella. Shut up. And then we was out last week and she grabbed my butt in public in front of several of my boys and they still joke with me about that. Well, we know you ain't gonna say nothing to them dudes because you ain't gonna say nothing to her. So they lighten your ass up. When we ride the train together, she always insisted I sit and she preferred to stand up.
This don't look
sit
good
your punk
all.
Ass down right here. I'll stand up and hold this damn rail and watch your little weak ass falling. Because you got some business you're going to take care of tonight. Because I'm back on top and I want you rested.
I'm back on top.
I want you rested. And it is going to go, yes, it's going to go on forever.
Never heard a man say that.
I want you rested.
I know she's a very independent woman and that's why I love her. But I can't get with this type of behavior. But hold up, what you finna do about it, though? That's what I need.
No.
You know, I know, but I can't get with this type of behavior. My question to you, though, so far, based on this letter, what you finna do? I strongly suggest you don't open your damn mouth.
No, I'm with
cause
you,
Steve. Because then you said, I wear the pants, and I need her to know it. Well, if she don't know it, it's because she thinks she got them on. I wouldn't have, dog, on the real, just reading this letter right here, you better leave her alone.
Uh-huh.
I ain't talking about leave her, because she going to hunt you down. I'm talking about just let it go the way it is, cause you ain't got the pants on. Now you got you got some P-A-N-T on, but it ain't no Y on the end of it. No S, pants. Oh. You need an I and an E in yours. Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry, dog. I wear the pants and I need her to know it. Well, tell her. What can I do to get her to back down and let me lead? Why don't you lead? See, I don't know how to tell you this. The way a woman will let you lead, or a woman will walk side by side with you if she figure you the one. Mm-hmm. But she ain't letting you lead because she don't think you got it.
Come on.
So what can I do to get her to back down and let me lead? Let me. I ain't never had to ask no woman, let me lead. Because I'm a leader. I'm an alpha male. Please give me your opinions on how I should handle this situation. Though you probably need to shut your little punk ass up. I'm going to just be real with you. You don't need to say nothing to this girl because I don't think you can whoop her. Mm-mm. And you just got to get ready for tonight because she's getting back up on top. And it ain't nothing to damn thing you can do about it. And it's been the last forever.
You're pretty strong with it.
As a matter of fact, it's been the last forever moment.
You better hold on.
Now, that's what you about to do. And you and write another letter in to Steve and see what happened to your ass. And next time I bring some toys in here, you don't be talking about what do it come in sizes. It, cause this the size we use. We don't use feathers in here. Get that other one out. Get that one out.
In there.
Touch it.
Oh, God.
Put your hands on it. Now throw it over here.
He says she acts like a man and thinks like
now
a man.
Now get your mother too. Mm. Cut them on.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM, or you can check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.